Heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Rolling Martin. Weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 o'clock Central. Start your day with TV1's News One Now, the only daily news show that looks at issues from our perspective. From Washington, D.C., Roland Martin, good morning.
What up, Ro-Ro?
Hey, Tom, Simple J. Hey, I'm in right now Oklahoma City, of course. I'm going to be this morning giving the commencement speech at Langston University. Everybody's down here says hello. And Tom, Russell Perry says hello.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. He said, we carry the Tom Joyner Morning Show on all of our stations in Oklahoma. And so we had dinner last night. Just a tremendous great brother with him and his son, Kevin.
Mr. Perry.
Yes, indeed. Mr. Perry. Mr. Perry.
Yes, sir.
All right, Tom. So, of course, at the NFL draft last week, history was made when Michael Sam, University of Missouri player, was drafted in the seventh round by the St. Louis Rams. There was so much attention that was focused on that, the historic nature of the draft in terms of the first openly gay player drafted. And everything we heard was about it's all about the focus on football. A couple days ago, that kind of changed when the Oprah Winfrey Network OWN announced that they are doing a reality show. They call it a documentary series. That's how they frame it. Following him through his rookie year. That has not gone over well with lots of people, including Jason Whitlock, who wrote a strong column on ESPN.com. He joins us right now on Tom Joyner Morning Show. And, Jason, you had some tough words from Michael Sam and his people where you even say, hey, were we being duped, if you will, when he kept saying it's all about football, but now all of a sudden you're a seventh-round draft pick and you're doing a reality show?
Yeah, I think that his priorities are clearly wrong, and I think that Michael Sam comes from a difficult background and family situation, and I think he's being manipulated by his handlers. I think this is clearly a cash grab by his agents and his publicists. They've cut deals to be producers on this reality TV show, and there's just no guarantee that he's going to make the team. He's a marginal NFL draft prospect. And look, that does not mean he's not a good player, but when it comes to the NFL, he's a marginal prospect, and he needs to concentrate and focus on making the team rather than all these ancillary things, the Oprah reality show. He's set up a website that's a merchandise shop for selling his T-shirts and products. He's handling this thing all wrong. He's handling it like he's a celebrity brand like Tim Tebow or Johnny Manziel. He's just not that talented. He needs to focus on making the team. That's step one in terms of if he wants to be part of a movement, advancing the cause of gays and lesbians, making the team should be priority one, not making money.
I remember when he came out with the statement, when he first came out, his team said that. Howard Bragman told LGBT groups, look, don't be hitting them up. Having him doing parades and stuff along those lines is all about football. But the thing that I think ticked a lot of people off, he signed this deal before the draft. He didn't tell anybody. And so the St. Louis Rams all of a sudden are caught where they get word that, wait a minute, we just drafted this guy and now you're doing this show. And you're right. Typically these NFL teams will tell players, I mean, the Browns even telling Johnny Manziel, look, your first round draft pick, your priority is nothing else but learning your playbook and learning the Cleveland Browns.
Well, wait a minute, Whitlock and Roland, doesn't this, the attention that he's given, that he's getting right now, doesn't that kind of ensure that he's going to make the team?
Nope.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
Because if he doesn't make the team, if he doesn't make the team, aren't people going to say he didn't make the team because he's gay?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
He's taking that off the table. When you start talking about football coaches, again, and they're going to try to do the right thing, but it's about winning games, not advancing a movement of any kind. And if you start with a seventh-round draft pick becoming a distraction, becoming the focus of the team, becoming an issue that every week the players have to talk about his personal life and his sexuality, that's not a conversation a football team wants to have. They want to have a conversation about football games and X's and O's. And Michael Sam told everybody that's what he was going to be focused on. When you start, look, and again, I'm not disparaging the kiss he had on national TV and all that. But again, that's not what the Rams want to talk about week after week. When you do a documentary series or reality show, that's what you'll be talking about week after week.
Now, Jason, what also jumps out, and you really made it, you said, folks, he's not Jackie Robinson. Jackie Robinson, we know Jackie Robinson today because of what Jackie did on the field, not solely because he was the first black player in Major League Baseball.
Well, why did the St. Louis Rams waste a draft pick?
Well, because one, they didn't know this going in. And keep it, St. Louis, just 2 hours from Columbia, Missouri. They know this kid probably as well as anybody in the National
Football League. And the owner of the Rams is a big Missouri Tigers alumnus.
Yeah, alumnus and booster. And so I think they thought he could help. If everything went properly, he could be a great special teams player for them. They didn't know going in because his camp was smart enough to know. If everybody knew this going into the draft, there was probably a good chance he would not get drafted and maybe not even get signed as a free agent. So they hid this. The Rams were duped. And if I were the Rams, and again, I'm a supporter of Michael Sam. I'm someone that understands and believes in the movement that he represents. But if I were the Rams, I would cut Michael Sam.
But don't they have also the right to say, you can't film here? You can't, we're not going to allow you at our camp or have you on our property at all?
They have said, the Sam camp and Oprah, that they're not going to film at the camp and at the practice
facility.
Yeah, but
facility. The fact that he's got to film when he gets off, that takes away from football.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Folks, go to ESPN.com to check out Jason Whitlock's column. It really is a thought-provoking column. And I had some people on Twitter saying, man, you guys are wrong. I said, understand, as Jason said, in the NFL, they want rookies focused on football and nothing else.
All right. Roland Martin's commentary brought to you by TV1.